The post office recorded a net loss of 591 million for the second quarter of the 2020-2021 financial year. In addition, it owes the Post Bank 2.2 million. This comes hot on the heels of an earlier report indicating that the post office has been unable to pay its suppliers due to its financial difficulties. It makes no sense whatsoever why the ANC government persists with state control in the post office, given its long history of financial insustainability. The only way to save the post office from further collapse is to allow for private investment in the entity so that we can modernize the post office and make it commercially sustainable so that we can stop using state coffers to continue with the multi-million rand bailouts that this entity has benefited from.